Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. It is a well-known statistic. Ontario is losing more than 300 acres of farmland every day. It is a stunning figure when you realize that we're talking about our food source. What you don't hear as often is how this is affecting Northumberland County. But there's a group that's trying to change that. The Northumberland Rural Coalition is hosting a panel discussion about protecting farmland in this region. Local MPP David Pacini is scheduled to speak on the panel. There is also a number of experts from groups like the Ontario Farmland Trust, and specialists who will also add their perspective. Considering agriculture is one of the largest economic drivers in the county, you will want to listen. It is my pleasure today to welcome Michael Purley. He's a committee member and organizer with the Northumberland Rural Coalition. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
It's a pleasure to be here, Robert. Thank you.
There is a panel discussion taking place on July 29th. In Cobourg, about protecting farmland in Northumberland County. Some people might not be aware that agricultural lands are under threat. Can you describe the situation locally as you see it?
Well, thank you very much, first, for the opportunity to discuss this in some detail. At our little coalition that was formed a couple of years ago, were first alerted to the extent of the problem by a proposal by a developer to locate 800 homes on a 196-acre parcel of land on Lake Ontario between Lakeport and the hamlet of Wicklow. And we were all very concerned about that because, for several reasons. One was, first and foremost, it was going to be situated on a piece of formerly very productive and beautiful, actually, agricultural land. Since then, and this is leading up to our event, Mr. Ford has passed three pieces of legislation to facilitate and accelerate home building across the province. Everyone understands we need more homes. I don't think anyone is in disagreement with that basic idea. It's how the homes, the residential spaces, if you like, are constructed. Are these homes to be brand new and situated wherever a developer wants to put them? Or should there be an emphasis, for example, on allowing people with existing homes to build upward, or to build or attach what are called granny suites to their residences? In other words, should the emphasis be on expanding, if you like, existing residential structures, or should the emphasis be on brand new homes wherever we want? And we are concerned, and I think this is where our agricultural sector members, which most of our members are from the agricultural sector. One of our committee members is president of the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture, for example. There's a great concern that there will be further loss of farmland, which is already disappearing at an alarming rate. I think everyone would agree.
There are a number of groups that are associated with your event. One of them is called the Community Power Northumberland. Can you tell me about that group?
Absolutely. It's a group that was founded a number of years ago by people who are involved in the green energy sector. And the name sort of says it, community power, really meaning that the group was set up to build and fund community power through green energy projects. And so that's what it was founded to do. And since then, just more recently, because of, in part, many of these issues to do with agricultural land, the fact, for example, that some in the agricultural sector rely on what you might call a traditional approach, use of fertilizers and other chemicals. There are other folks in the sector that are emphasizing more avoiding using agricultural chemicals, pesticides, etc. Neither one is right or wrong, but there are a number of views on both sides. And I think there's probably more of an emphasis on traditional agricultural practice in the county than there is in terms of alternative agricultural practices. But never mind, there are views on both sides. And I think Community Power decided to de-emphasize a little bit, or quite a bit actually, its green energy work and start to emphasize more trying to bring these two sides, if we can call them, although I sort of hesitate to say that, but two points of view together to arrive at a mutually satisfactory understanding of each other and compromises and emphasis on perhaps both kinds of agriculture equally. I'm sure there's some who'd like to see the alternative view emphasized more, others the traditional view. But they're really trying to work on creating consensus. So they had helped us in our work on the development that we discussed earlier. They'd given us a grant to do some of that work, which was terrific. And they were also even more, if you like, even more interested in this forum that we're planning on July 29th. And because they felt that it would really be important for all sides of the agricultural debate to get together in a room and hear each other out. And I'm hoping very much personally that's what happens. And we have, I think, some very interesting speakers. But that's where Community Power Northumberland comes into the picture.
And the other group is the group that you're with, Northumberland Rural Coalition. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the genesis of this group and how it's involved in this panel.
Well, the group came together, the coalition came together around this possible development on Lakeport Road on the lake, and concern by some area residents, of which I am one. And that doesn't include just folks who just live on properties, but also who farm in the area. And there are a number of people who have farms, and there's a lot of agricultural land in the area apart from where the development was proposed. So we all came together and said, you know, what is this going to do to the southern end, not just Lakeport Road or a few houses here and there, but what is this going to do to the whole southern portion of the township? And ultimately, is it going to open the way for more developers to say, aha, here's a company that built 800 homes right on Lake Ontario. I wonder if there's more property there. Should we go in and try and scoop it up and pay a premium the way this developer did for the land on Lake Ontario? And put more houses. And before you know it, Alnwick-Haldimand, in its traditional form as a rural township, an agricultural township, and a lifestyle which is shared by many people in the county, will disappear. And we will have sprawl. We will have excess numbers of homes. on land that may or may not be able to support them. There will be services required, et cetera, et cetera. There are a whole bunch of impacts that will happen, which we would rather not have happen, and which the people that we spoke to in the area, some of whom joined the coalition, some of whom just, you know, are very interested in the issue, that there was almost unanimous agreement. I think 95% in people we spoke to, not just in the immediate area, but throughout the township, who did not see the value of this development and who did were very concerned about the future, more broadly speaking, of agricultural land in the southern part of the county. So hence our little group and our work, and that will culminate, at least for one point of culmination will be the event on July 29th. And then we expect there will be further events to further refine the understanding that people have throughout the county of the importance of agricultural land, the risks to its continued viability, its continued prosperity, the risks to farm families. So this could be the start. We hope this will be the start of something substantive that will carry on for some time.
So the Northumberland Rural Coalition, how many members do you have?
Well, we have an organizing committee of five members, and then we have various people who give us donations and who we work with, whether it's anyone from planners at the county and municipal level to interested parties, folks that are in some of the naturalist groups, for example, around the county. The Ontario Farmland Trust is an important organization. The Northumberland Federation of Agriculture, of course, is an important, critically important organization to be involved in all this. And in fact, the president, current president of the NFA, will be the moderator of our event. So we felt it was really critical to have senior representation from right across the agricultural community. So we hope a lot of people who are on both in both types of agriculture, more sustainable and the more traditional, we hope lots of those folks will attend, as well as counselors, of course, from the various municipalities.
You mentioned in your comments that you receive donations. Are you a registered charity?
No, we're not a registered charity. We're too small to be a registered charity. I think it's fair to say we would have to spend every cent we have to register and administer tax receipts if we were a registered charity. We wouldn't have any time or resources to do any of our work. So what we have done is we've joined a group called the Small Change Fund. And the name sort of says it. It's a very interesting charity itself, and it supports and sponsors small projects like ours. Ours is one of their sponsored projects, and there are many others, some to do with wildlife protection, wildland, wetland protection, farmland protection, et cetera, et cetera. And the Small Change Fund helps all groups like ours that are not incorporated, that can't issue tax receipts itself, by being able to issue receipts on its behalf, on a charity's small group's behalf, rather, like us, and also advises us on communications and all the things that you have to do as a little unincorporated group like ours to move things along on your issue. So they're really helpful, and they're supporting us.
Development is a complex issue. Many Yes. municipalities depend on it for additional assessment to keep taxes down. Are you at all concerned that stopping development stops the flow of money that impacts local taxes?
Well, that's an extremely important question. Let's put it this way, in terms of our experience here with this development that was proposed and is now on hold, we saw no credible evidence from any source that that development was going to result in anything but extremely increased costs to the taxpayers of Allnwick-Haldimand. If a development can be appropriately situated or located on land that is not otherwise agricultural, is not otherwise need to be protected, or is in a sensitive area environmentally, a wetland or whatever, and it can be demonstrated objectively, and I really underline that word, not by propaganda from a developer, but objectively, that a development can be located in an area on an appropriate piece of land with appropriate services that do not impact the costs to ratepayers that don't live on the proposed development, if I can put it that way. These concerns and these criteria for new development are really important. And certainly our experience with this proposed development that we've been discussing is that was not going to happen here. And if it comes forward again, it will still not happen. So there's a lot of problems with that.
You've alluded to it a couple of times. I'd like to now talk about the panel and the panelists, because sure. It seems like a really interesting group of people. Margaret Walton is the representative from the Ontario Farmland Trust. Mm-hmm. Who is this group in Northumberland? And is there anybody here that, like, what is their relationship to Northumberland? And why have you invited them? I guess that's the question I want to ask.
Well, Ms. Walton, I'm just going to pull up a little bit of information about them, because I don't want to misstate anything. But Margaret is a member of Planscape, which is a planning firm that specializes in planning for rural and recreational lands and small communities. And she's considered widely, and she's the chair, by the way, of the Policy and Education Committee of the Ontario Farmland Trust. She's considered an expert in agricultural planning, and she's had more than 30 years of experience in the agricultural sector and developing planning policies to support the sector. So she's a critical speaker in terms of the knowledge base she has about how exactly we address the situation that you've described. Older farmers looking to retire, developers with an appetite to come in and start building. How do we prevent that going ahead without any proper constraints and without concern for preserving the land that these older farmers are on? So we're looking to her to really advise us in depth on this. She's worked for all the regional municipalities in the Greater Golden Horseshoe to develop policies to sustain their agricultural communities. Anyway, she's a member of the Canadian Institute of Planners. So she's a top expert, very much so, in terms of the knowledge base that we want to improve ourselves with. Now, Paul Burnham is another speaker. He's the past chair and presently a director of the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture. He has a BSc, Bachelor of Science degree in Agriculture and Crop Science. He manages and grows farm business using environmentally sustainable practices. So he and many people I know him in the community. He's terrific. And David Piccini, of course, needs no introduction. He's our member of provincial legislature. And he actually began his, maybe people don't know this, but he began his career as an international market analyst at Agriculture Canada. So he has a background in the agricultural sector. And we look forward to him explaining how some of these policies that Mr. Ford has brought forward, notably recent Bill 97 and the new provincial policy statement, which is going to make it, we think, easier, although, again, we look forward to expert advice on this. We think these changes are going to make it easier for developers to come in and gobble up more agricultural land. We look forward to Mr. Pacini's discussion of how that will or won't happen.
Let me ask you about that, because anytime I've talked to Mr. Pacini, he's a very vocal supporter of the government's policies. How do you hope to change his mind or get him or his government to move on anything when they've seemingly picked a direction and this is the way they're going?
Well, that's we look forward to Mr. Pacini explaining to a group of people will represent some of the, I'm sure, major agricultural interests in his constituency, and they are his voters. We look forward to him explaining why it is that these proposals that these proposals are not going to negatively affect the farming community in this constituency, in his constituency, and in the county, more largely speaking. So this is an opportunity for, first of all, for him to come forward. And if he, as you say, Robert, is fully invested in defending Mr. Ford's policies, he's going to have to explain to some people who are not very happy with this set of policies how it is that the agricultural sector, broadly speaking, in Northumberland County is going to be protected if these policies all go ahead and are fully implemented. So I think this is an opportunity which people don't get very often to have the local member of the legislature, who is, as you say, a staunch defender of Mr. Ford's policies, to come forward and explain how it is that many of them, many of these policies are not going to damage the agricultural sector, and how he can guarantee that. And it'll be a very interesting discussion, but that's part of the purpose of this forum, is to allow people from the sector to come forward and question Mr. Pacini, and for maybe Mr. Pacini to put forward his rebuttals and his justifications, and we'll see what comes out of it. And then we'll look at further forums, further work from our coalition to continue on to try and figure out new ways to help protect the sector. But that's what we hope will come out of the forum.
I'm sure there are many people listening who go to the grocery store every week and see a wide range of foods. And we seem to, under the current system, get our needs met when it comes to getting the food that we want to eat. Some people might be asking themselves, why can't we just keep it the way it is? Why do we have to get our knickers in a twist about all of this? How would you respond to that?
No, that's a good point, because I think anyone who's involved in this issue would far prefer to just carry on with their life, go to the grocery store, buy their food, go home to a farm or a rural house or a residential development or whatever that is not under some kind of threat, that is not at risk because of alleged concerns about provincial or other farmland or development policies. Everybody would rather have a nice, peaceful life, free of these kinds of concerns. The trouble is, we aren't free of those concerns. We have them on our plates, all of us, some of us much more directly than others. The folks in the agricultural sector, like our committee member, who is the president of the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture, who rarely attends meetings because he's too busy planting and he's too busy harvesting and he's too busy on his land. So, you know, versus some of the rest of us who don't have those responsibilities. So it's very challenging, and people, I'm sure, would most days, rather just peacefully go about their business. The trouble is, unfortunately, that certain policies that have been brought forward by the provincial government appear, and this is, I underline that word, appear, to put some of this preservation of agricultural land at risk. And we want to hear from the experts, including Mr. Pacini, who's the government representative, of how exactly it is that these policies will or won't affect agricultural land, and therefore our experience down the line at the grocery store and our way of living, how it is that these policies will, as it were, leave us in peace, or will they? And if so, if not, how? And what can be done to remedy that? Again, I think we'll have a very interesting debate. I should just quickly mention one of the features of our forum toward the end is a panel discussion between the five speakers. So they can question each other. And if anything hasn't been made clear or is questionable in terms of anyone's statements, that'll be an opportunity for the audience to hear a really, we hope, vigorous debate about where reality lies on a lot of these issues.
Give us all the details about the event, the date, time, location, registration.
Absolutely. Thank you. The date is July 29th. It's a Saturday. And people, if I could just say, people might be wondering, why are you having an event on a Saturday in July? Well, it's because of the agricultural sector. It's a date that the best date we could pick between the planting and harvesting seasons that would be most likely to have representatives from the sector who would be able to come and not be on their land, have to be on their land. So that's, it's at the Best Western Hotel in Coburg. It starts at 10:30 and finishes at 3:30. It's not an overly long event because people's are busy, and we don't want to overwhelm people with too many tons of information. It'll be moderated by, again, the president of the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture. We'll have these speeches. Registration has not officially opened, but we did send out a save the date notice to various people that we know and groups and so on. If you haven't got one and you're interested in this event, if I could suggest that you email, and this next is one word, Northumberland Rural Coalition @gmail.com, and just indicate that you'd be interested in receiving notice about the registration. It will open in a week or two. And you have to be registered in order to come. That's very important. You can't just come and be able to get in. We have to keep it to. It's because there's about only room for about 100 people maximum. So we can't have 200 people showing up and not having room for them. So we have a limited space, unfortunately. It just is, that's the way it is. So it's about a maximum 100 people. And so you do need to register.
Michael Perley, thank you so much for talking to me today.
It's a pleasure, Robert. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Michael Perley, committee member and organizer with the Northumberland Rural Coalition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.